Ever feel like you're constantly trying to catch up in SEO?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
You're not alone. It's tough out there.
It really is.
But today, we're going to dive into something that claims to change the game.
Okay, I'm all ears.
It's Search Atlas and their AI partner in crime, OTTO.
I've heard some buzz about those too, yeah.
Yeah, well, you gave us some info on
All
them,
right.
and it seems like they could really shake things up in the SEO world.
The SEO world is definitely ready for some shaking up.
So, we're going to unpack what they do, why everyone's talking about them,
That's good.
and what it all means for, well, you know, for you listening.
Awesome. Let's dive in.
So, first things first, SEO. It's not just a nice to have anymore, is it?
No, not at all.
It's like the key to getting your website seen these days.
Absolutely. It's crucial.
It's how you attract customers, how you make your mark in this crazy digital world.
Couldn't agree more.
But the thing about SEO is,
What's that?
it's a moving target.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Always changing, always evolving.
The algorithms change. New competition pops up constantly.
Right.
It's a full-time job just trying to keep up.
And that's exactly where Search Atlas and OTTO step in.
Okay, tell me more.
They're like aiming to be your one-stop shop for all things SEO.
Interesting.
Especially if you don't have a huge team or the bandwidth to be constantly on top of every little update.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of businesses are in that boat.
So how does this dynamic duo actually work?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Well, think of Search Atlas as your SEO command center.
Okay, like the home base.
Your all-in-one platform for tackling every aspect of SEO.
So we're talking keyword research,
Yeah.
competitor analysis, content optimization, technical audits.
All of it. You name it, it's probably in there.
So it's like the complete toolkit, the foundation. Okay, I'm following.
But then they bring in OTTO, the AI powerhouse.
Ah, now we're getting to the good stuff. AI and SEO. We've seen that before.
We have, but OTTO,
What about OTTO?
they're claiming it's different.
Okay, how so?
Well, imagine this. You need a really great piece of content for your site.
Yeah, every website needs content.
And it needs to be optimized, of
And really,
course.
to rank well.
OTTO can create that for you in minutes.
Hold on, in minutes.
Minutes. And they say it's high quality stuff, totally customized to your audience.
That's a pretty bold claim. Most AI content generators I've seen just spit out generic keyword-stuffed articles.
Well, this is where it gets interesting. They have something called persona modeling.
Persona modeling. What's that?
So OTTO actually analyzes your ideal customer.
Oh, wow. Really dives deep.
It looks at how they use language, what kind of content they prefer, even their online behavior.
So it's like having a copywriter who knows your customer inside and out
Exactly.
and can write in their voice.
Exactly. And can write in their voice.
That's incredible. It's
It
way beyond just basic keyword stuffing.
is.
It's like really trying to connect with your audience on their level
That's the whole
to
point.
build that relationship.
To build that relationship, it's about creating content that ranks well and resonates with actual people.
Okay, now that's smart SEO. So it creates the content, but how does it handle the actual keywords themselves?
Ah, that's another area where Search Atlas and OTTO really stand out.
Okay, tell me more.
They don't just go for the most obvious keywords.
Right, the ones everyone else is targeting.
They dig deeper.
Dig deeper.
They try to uncover those hidden gems that your competitors might be missing.
Hidden gems, huh? Always on the lookout for those. How do they find them?
They've developed, I guess you could call them sophisticated algorithms.
I was going to say, there's got to be some serious tech behind that.
Oh, yeah. These algorithms sift through tons of data.
Okay, like what kind of data?
Not just search trends, but also consumer behavior data. Think like buying habits, social media activity, things like that.
That's a lot of information to process.
It is, but they claim it allows them to predict which keywords are going to be most valuable in the future.
Predicting future trends. That's a bold claim. How do they know these predictions are accurate? What's their track record like?
They do have a pretty impressive track record,
Oh,
actually.
yeah.
They shared a case study about an e-commerce company, mid-sized, that saw their website traffic jump by 75%.
75%, that's huge.
It is, and this was within just 3 months of using OTTO.
Okay, I'm starting to see why people are excited about this. But content and keywords, that's only one part of the SEO puzzle, right?
Right.
What about all the technical stuff?
You're right. Technical SEO,
Yeah.
it can be a real headache.
It can be a nightmare, honestly.
But OTTO becomes your tech superhero.
Okay, now I'm really interested. Go on to
Picture
me.
this. OTTO scans your whole website automatically,
Okay.
identifies any technical issues, broken links, slow loading times.
All the things Google hates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, get this, it suggests fixes.
So it's like having a 24/7 tech expert working on your site behind the scenes.
That's the idea.
Wow. That would be a lifesaver for so many people who aren't tech savvy.
Right. And they don't just stop there.
What else is there?
They have a real-time analytics dashboard, too.
Real-time analytics. So you're not just seeing data from last month.
Nope. You're getting up-to-the-minute insights into how your SEO is performing.
That's pretty impressive.
And it gets even better.
Even better.
OTTO actually does predictive analytics.
What does that even mean?
It can forecast trends.
Oh, what?
And help you adjust your strategies before you even have a problem.
Hold on. Are we talking about, like, general trends or specific actionable insights?
That's a good question. I think we need to dig into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd want to see how those predictions actually translate into real results.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
But the potential is definitely there to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
To avoid those SEO surprises that can really hurt your rankings.
Absolutely. If they can actually deliver on that, it would be a game changer.
It makes you think about the possibilities, right?
It does.
But before we get too carried away with all the potential.
Right.
Let's take a step back and look at how Search Atlas and OTTO actually work. What sets them apart?
I'm with you. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts.
Okay, so let's dig a little deeper.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the big claims they're making.
We have.
But I'm curious, how does all of this actually work?
Well, one of the things that really sets them apart is their approach to data.
Data, in what sense?
They're not just looking at, like, surface-level metrics.
Like what?
You know, keywords and backlinks, the usual suspects.
Right, right.
They're going deeper.
It's deeper.
They're looking at user behavior data.
User behavior data. Most SEO tools just focus on what's happening on the website itself. How are they getting user behavior data?
They've developed this thing called intent modeling.
Intent modeling.
It analyzes how people actually interact with search results.
Oh, interesting.
What they click on, how long they stay on a page, even their scrolling patterns.
So they're not just looking at what people search for, but how they actually engage with the results, like what they do after they search.
Exactly. They're trying to understand the intent behind the search.
That's pretty smart, because that's really what it's all about, right?
Right.
Understanding what people actually want.
Exactly. And then using that information to create content and optimize websites in a way that really connects with people.
It's not just about gaming the algorithms anymore. It's about actually satisfying the user's needs.
That's where OTTO's content creation abilities come into play.
Oh, right, right.
Remember persona modeling?
Yeah, where it analyzes the target audience, like their language and behavior.
That data directly feeds into the content generation process.
So it's not just churning out those generic cookie cutter articles.
Uh-huh.
It's actually creating content that's tailored to the target audience's interests, their preferences.
And it goes beyond just articles.
Right.
It can generate social media posts, emails, subject lines.
Wow. So it covers, like, the whole spectrum of content marketing, not just website stuff.
You can even create video scripts.
That's pretty impressive. It sounds like OTTO could be a real game changer for content marketing in general.
It could. But let's not forget about the technical SEO side of things.
Ugh, don't even get me started on technical SEO.
I know, right? It can be so overwhelming.
It feels like you need a computer science degree just to understand it.
Well, that's the beauty of Search Atlas and OTTO.
Yeah.
They actually make it approachable.
Approachable?
How? They have this really intuitive interface.
Yeah, right.
It walks you through everything step by step.
So you don't need to be a tech whiz to use it.
And OTTO does a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
Yeah.
It identifies the issues and then it suggests fixes in plain English.
So even someone with limited technical knowledge can use it effectively. That's great.
And they offer tons of support, too.
Like what?
Tutorials, webinars, things like that.
So they're not just throwing you the keys and saying good luck.
No, they're actually invested in their user success.
That's refreshing. A lot of SEO tools out there feel like they're intentionally shrouded in mystery.
Mm, right. Like they want to keep you dependent on them. But Search Atlas is all about transparency and education.
That makes a lot of sense, especially for the learner persona.
Exactly. They want to understand how it all works, not just rely on a black box solution.
Right. And speaking of learning, what about their community aspect? I heard they have a pretty active user community.
They do. It's a great place for users to connect with each other, share tips, get help from experts.
It's like having a built-in support network for your SEO journey.
It's a smart way to foster that sense of shared learning and keep people engaged.
It's also a good way to get feedback and continuously improve the platform. They're constantly listening to their users, right?
They are, and they make updates based on that feedback.
So it's not just a static product. It's constantly evolving and adapting to the ever-changing SEO landscape.
Which is crucial in this field, right?
Absolutely. The rules of the game can change overnight, but with Search Atlas and OTTO, you get the sense that you're always one step ahead.
So it sounds like they've created a really comprehensive ecosystem.
They have. But the big question is, does it actually work? Do they deliver on their promises?
That's the million-dollar question.
I mean, we can't really say for sure without seeing real-world data case studies.
I agree. But based on what we've learned so far, they have a lot going for them.
They do. Cutting-edge technology, user-friendly interface, dedicated support, a vibrant community.
And beyond all of that, I think they have something else. They have a vision.
A vision.
They're not just trying to build another SEO tool.
I see.
They're trying to change the way people think about SEO.
Okay, that's interesting.
They want to make it accessible, understandable, even enjoyable.
That's a pretty ambitious goal.
It is.
Yeah.
But if they can pull it off,
imagine
a world where SEO is no longer this daunting task.
Right.
Something that anyone can understand and use to grow their business.
That would be a game changer, for sure.
It would democratize SEO, empower small businesses to compete with the big guys.
I like that. It's a vision I can get behind.
And even if Search Atlas and OTTO don't single-handedly revolutionize the industry, they're definitely pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely. They're not just following the trends.
They're setting them.
And that's what true innovation is all about.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier.
Okay, what's that?
The potential impact of AI on the future of SEO and digital marketing as a whole.
Yeah, that's a big one. AI tools are only going to get more sophisticated.
They are. And that's going to have a huge impact on how we work, how we create value.
Some people are worried that AI is going to replace marketers altogether. But I don't think it's that simple.
I don't either.
AI is a tool.
It is.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
Right.
It all depends on how we choose to use it.
I think the key is to view AI not as a threat, but as an opportunity.
An opportunity.
An opportunity to automate the things that bog us down.
I like that.
So we can focus on the things that humans do best.
Things like creativity, strategy, building relationships.
AI can analyze data, identify trends, but it's still up to us humans to make the final decisions.
To bring that human touch.
It's about finding the right balance
where
human ingenuity and AI efficiency work together.
And that's a future I'm excited to be a part of. It feels like we're at a turning point. You know?
I see what you mean.
With AI and SEO, things are really changing.
It's not just about like tweaking websites anymore or trying to outsmart Google.
Right.
It's about understanding people, what they're really searching for.
That's what Search Atlas and OTPO seem to get.
They do. It's like they're trying to, I don't know, humanize SEO.
Humanize SEO. I like that.
It sounds a little strange at first.
It does.
But when you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
It does. Yeah. If you understand what people want, what their intent is, then you can create content that actually connects with them.
Exactly. And that's where the real value lies.
It's not just about manipulating algorithms anymore.
It's about building relationships, providing real value to people. And that's what ultimately leads to success, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, these days, just having a website that ranks well, it's not enough.
It's not. You need to build a real presence online.
A presence that resonates with your audience, that speaks to them.
That's how you stand out.
That's how you build a loyal following.
And that's where tools like Search Atlas and OTTO can be so helpful.
They can. Oh. They can give you those insights into your audience.
Help you create content that people actually care about.
But it's important to remember, they're just tools.
Right.
The real power is still in the hands of the marketer.
It's up to us to use these tools effectively.
To find that balance between AI and, you know, the human touch.
So as we wrap up our deep dive here,
I
want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay, shoot.
If we can really humanize SEO, like we've been talking about, what does that mean for marketing as a whole?
That's a big question.
It is. If we can move beyond just transactions
and
really focus on those genuine connections.
What kind of impact could that have on our businesses, on our brands, even on society as a whole?
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does.
I think the answers lie in remembering that there's a person behind every search.
Every click, every interaction.
We need to treat people as individuals, not just data points.
And we need to create experiences that are not just effective, but also meaningful.
Experiences that resonate, that inspire, that make a difference.
That's a future worth striving for sure.
I think so too. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a great conversation.
We hope you've learned something new and maybe even feel inspired to explore the possibilities of AI in your own marketing journey.
Absolutely. There's a lot to be excited about.